Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The other thing that is important is to try and understand, we had the delivery of the Zondo report, but where are we in that regard? Are we starting to see prosecutions? Are they meaningful, or are they really just maybe optics? Herman Mashaba, leader of 4Action SA, thanks for joining us as you often do. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners.
So give us your sense of the follow-up now to a very, very comprehensive state capture document.
Well, you know, Howard and the listeners, we as a country are really really facing a very, very difficult situation regarding this report. Obviously, I think we are all aware the 90%+ of the issues covered in the report are things that we've all known all along. These are things that should not have gone into a billion rand hole for the country. These are things that our criminal justice system, if it was effective, should have dealt with them, what, 20 years or so ago, because most of those cases are running for over 20 years. However, we've got the Zondo report with a billion runs down the drain. We just have to then see how best we're going to get value out of it. And for us, as the next day, you've taken a decision. I've written a letter on Tuesday to advocate Bartoi from the NPA to act on the people who are fingered in this report.
Is there a reluctance, do you think, or is this really just still a matter of the NPA playing catch-up from the days that they were captured?
You know, it is very difficult to pinpoint where the problem is. But one thing that we must accept, there is a problem, there is a reluctance. I think I just want to remind your listeners, when I was the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, in the 3 years, uncovered almost 35 billion rands of fraud and corruption cases by senior ANC people, who are some of them today sitting in Parliament, in the cabinet of Cyril Ramaphosa. And I handed some of these reports to Advocate Bartoi, some of them to Cyril, President Cyril Ramaphosa himself. And these cases are clear as daylight. One does not even have to really be a policeman or someone in law enforcement. You can just really see that this is pure case of criminality. And there's been reluctance. And, you know, that's why some of us are not really surprised by the findings of the Zondo Commission. And that's why we are saying we are not going to sit and allow this country to be destroyed any further. The lives, millions of lives of South Africans destroyed by this level of corruption, and to allow and sit back and say it's not going to happen to us, I'm afraid it'll be the biggest mistake we can make as South Africans.
Do you think that the prosecutions that we are seeing, and we are seeing a small amount, are they just to placate us, or are they the right people?
Are they what?
Are we prosecuting the right people, or are we doing it just for a little bit of window dressing?
No, these are platitudes. No real serious prosecution cases. Let me give you an example of how serious our prosecuting authorities fail in this country. When I was the mayor, I came across a case of a former Minister of Finance in the city of Johannesburg who had sold city land to poor people, sold one piece of land to two people. All these informal settlements or squatter camps that we're seeing with land invasion, the state land sold by MMC or Finance, a member of the ANC. And this case happened before my time, so it was just brought to my attention. I had to fight, including actually laying charges against the then Commissioner of Police, Dlamini, I'm sure you remember, for defeating the ends of justice.
Yes.
Even up to today, this matter, I had to fight, threatened to take the MPA to court. Eventually, this man was arrested, but never spent a night in jail, given bail. And his case just withdrawn. And on finding out why the case was withdrawn, we had to prove of him having bought two state witnesses with evidence. And when we laid, when I went to the National Prosecuting Authority, that was already back in 2018, 2019, they promised they will obviously add further charges to him, obviously, of defeating the end of justice for buying witnesses. Up to today, nothing happened. I think about 18 months ago, I followed up the case, including now saying, look, let me go for private prosecution. Up to today, they tell me they can't find the files. The case, the docket has disappeared.
Is there any
room? There is really houses. I'm just giving you.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
And this, what I'm giving is, it's a tip of an iceberg.
Yeah. Is there any space for almost, you know, like we've done everything else in this country where we've got private security, private healthcare, private schooling. We'll soon have everybody off the grid and have private electricity. Is there a room for almost a private prosecuting authority?
Well, it can only happen if the voters of this country can remove ANC democratically from government. For as long as we've got ANC government in power, honestly and truly believe personally that we are wasting our energies and we'll never live in peace. I've accepted as Herman Mashaba that ANC is a criminal organization, not there to save me. So I've accepted that as a fact. If ever I need to see change in my country and see a democratic, prosperous South Africa, we've got to remove the ANC, because I've always said a prosperous South Africa and an ANC cannot coexist in one of them has got to die.
And if there's something that we're seeing carry on.
That is why some of us have decided to stop everything else and work towards saving our country.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely right. And that is a theme that certainly most people and certainly most of our listeners are feeling. Herman Mashaba, thank you as always, leader for Action SA, talking to us about prosecutions.